They got the instruments in the... But I found a way back here. Good morning. Isn't it glorious outside? Huh? I mean, the sun's shining, it's so bright. It is wonderful. Butch ran through all the announcements with you, but for those of you who did come in late and didn't get that run through, I just wanted you to note that there are, in fact, three separate sheets of announcements. Lots of announcements, so please go through them in detail so you don't miss anything important. And again, I would like to extend an invitation to everybody to come to the CCN broadcast tonight. Okay, 6 o'clock, goes from 6 to 7:30. It's called The Case for Easter, Flea Strobel. It'll be a live broadcast, and we'll be doing it here in the sanctuary on the big screen. If you have any questions about the truth behind the story of Easter, if you know someone who has questions about that, and would like to take a look at that, or is willing to take a look at that, the evidence for the case for Easter, invite them. Come. This is really a wonderful opportunity. Nobody's going to be passing a plate in front of somebody asking for an offering tonight or doing anything like that. They'll have opportunity to hear what's presented on the screen. Usually they have some sort of interactive ability. If we have a question, we can email it in. Sometimes they've had that. I'm not sure if they're going to be doing that tonight. I'm pretty sure that they are, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But those are the type of things that will be going on. Again, I would encourage you to come tonight. You will enjoy it, and it is a good opportunity for you to bring guests, somebody who has questions about the validity of the Easter story. They can come and hear some of the evidence for that. Okay, with that, let's turn to our Bibles, or look up on the screen to Gospel of John chapter 13. We'll be reading verses 31 through 35. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let's pray. Father God, we do indeed thank you for your word. We thank you for your commands. Lord, help us to follow your commands. Lord, help us to follow your example of love. Now, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would be manifest here amongst us. Lord, that your anointing would be upon me as I come and preach this morning. Lord, I don't want to be giving my opinion or my thoughts. But Father, what I want to be giving when I preach the word is your word and your truth. And Father, I do pray that whatever I speak, which is of you and magnifies you in your glory, Lord, that it would go right to the heart and the minds of each of the persons here, and that it would be lived out in the actions of their hands. Lord, I pray that each person here would indeed find that spiritual food which they need for strength this day. Strengthen us each one, Lord. Encourage us for the day before us. Now, Father, send your Holy Spirit to reveal your word so that we might have divine understanding. We pray this all in Jesus' precious and most holy name. Amen. The glory of love. That's what I entitled today, and we look outside and we see the glory of just today. We talk about glory. What are we talking about? Most of the time we're talking about something wondrous, something like that. And sometimes when we think of bright and shining. I've got this tie on. I don't know if you can see it from a distance, but some of you have come and looked at it up close. And a lot of artists, in trying to render the glory of God, have had rays of radiance, brightness, coming off of the head of Christ. Or maybe off of one of the saints or somebody. And you'll see that in artwork. And here we have, this is a picture of the good shepherd, shepherd of the sheep, and the radiance coming off of him. Above that, I have the cross and the doves. Very much an appropriate tie for Palm Sunday. Because what happened Palm Sunday, some 2,000 years ago, is that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, got a hero's welcome, a king's welcome to Jerusalem. They call it Palm Sunday. Because the people took down palm branches, and they threw them on the ground in front of the donkey that Jesus was riding. They threw their cloaks down. So this animal, this beast of burden, who was carrying Jesus, could tread upon it. Why? What's the symbolism there? Don't worry, I'll get it out sooner or later. What's the symbolism? How many of you watch TV when, a year ago, as the American troops entered Iraq? Any of you? It is set in its course. It's as good as happened. It was happened already. Really bad grammar. But that's the intent. What's trying to be shown here is that what's going to happen, the glorification of the Son. Jesus said, I'm going to be glorified. And what is He speaking of when He's talking about that? He's talking about the cross. He's talking about the resurrection. He's talking about the manifestation of the love of God that will bring salvation. Each and every person who will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. That brings honor and glory to God. God's victory over the enemy. That magnifies His glory. It lifts Him up. Revelation. Chapter 21. Verse 23, it says, the city does not need the sun and the moon to shine on it. Now this is the city of Jerusalem, which has come down. This is heaven on earth coming. It says, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. It's the glory of God which gives it light. And it's the Lamb that's the lamp. What is a lamp? It's the thing that you get light from, right? Jesus is the lamp. Jesus is the Lamb. The one who went to the cross. That is the glory of God. The glory of God isn't the adulation of the people. The glory of God is the sacrifice of His Son. The glory of God is the love, the selfless sacrifice of Jesus for you and for me. Just down in chapter 22, verse 5, it says, there will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. See, it's God's glory, which is the light. And that glory is indeed His love, which we see come to its fruition on the cross. God's love has always been. Hear me on that one. God's love has always been. He is indeed love. He is. And He's always loved you. Now that's one that ought to blow you away. God has always loved you. And you. And you. And me too. Every one of you. Point to each one of you. He has loved you for all of eternity. As far back as you care to go. God has loved you. He's known you and loved you. That whole time. And He saw to it that you did not have to suffer for all of eternity, but that you could be redeemed. He's put it out there for you. And He did it through the sacrifice of His Son. Palm Sunday is the start of Passion Week. The passion that we're talking about is the loving sacrifice of God. And that is the manifestation of His glory. When we look at God, we should indeed see the glory, see the brightness, the shining of Him, in the action of His love, in the words that He speaks. He says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." He tells them this, and then goes to the cross. It is less than 24 hours from the speaking of these words till He is laid in the tomb. Less than 24 hours. And He is not being taken unawares. He knows what is before Him. But He's already said it's as good as happened. Now, the moment Judas has left, He said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified. It's happened. It's going to be. It's as good as a done deal. For in God, once He has determined and He's set it in motion, it's going to be." And that's what we have. It's the love of God exemplified. The embodiments of God's love, dying on the cross, the actualization of God's glory, His resurrection from the dead, His triumph over evil, life eternal for every person who will receive Him as Lord and Savior. That's glory. It's the glory of love. It's the glory of God. We're going to receive communion this morning. Why? Because it's the first Sunday of the month. Yeah, we've kind of made that our tradition and practice. But mostly, to remember the glory of God's love. The broken bread symbolizes His broken body on the cross. The cup of grape juice represents His shed blood on the cross to wash away my sins, your sins, my children's sins, my parents' sins. Communion is done as a memorial. And we need to remember and honor the love of God. We need to live it out. As He said, "A new command I give you, love one another." He says, "By this all men will know you are my disciples, if you love one another." Remember, love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person. What Jesus did wasn't for Himself, it was selfless. Was loyal. Did you deserve His death? Did I? I can certainly tell you I didn't. You might have, but I surely didn't. Was it benevolent? Yeah, it was what I needed. It was what was best for me, whether I knew it at the time or not. Just prepare your hearts right now as we ask the elders and Steve, they would come forward.